Alright, okay, yeah, let's just... See, I don't have that switch like Sarai has, like, welcome everybody, I don't have that.
It's just, you ready, you ready? And then he throws the switch on. So, you ready, man? You want me to do it? I'll do it, man.
Since please, you, please do that.
You're a guest, man, I got you, you know, you're a guest, man, so. Alright, you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Fellas, I've got started over already.
NappyAfro.com.
Everybody, welcome. How did you start out?
You don't have to do that. You don't have to.
Hey, man, I was trying to do my best all right impression, but obviously that failed. So you know who this is. Your boy King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. The most electrifying motherfucking podcast in history, a.k.a. The Black Alex P. Keaton standing. you know what I'm saying? Oh, and today you're welcome to Frocast number 203. You know what I'm saying? And we joined. Got a substitute teacher in the building today. Substitute teacher, say your name, man.
What's up, man? Be Easy, a.k.a. Mike Austin, the Fat Shit Thriller, a.k.a. Young Dick Gregory, a.k.a. Young Barry White, man. Let me ask you a question. When was the last time you had to do this intro by yourself?
When I did the show by myself.
Yeah. I mean...
But other than that, I've probably only had to do this twice, and that's why I fumbled over it so bad. Because when we do the shows without Sawright, that's how I know how valuable Sawright is to the show. You know, Sawright makes it like, you know, he's just a fucking button. But no, Sawright, you're the point guard, you handle a lot of things, and just the intro tripped me up. So, you know, so this, you know, fair with the people.
Something else trip you up too, but I don't want to talk about
it. Yeah, man. I'm going to go ahead and tell the people. I'm fucking sober, man. Like, I usually, out of the 202 Frocasts, you know, that I've probably been on about 195 of them, on at least 195 of them, I've been high.
And the sad thing is that of all the ones you choose to not be high, you choose the one that I'm on.
I mean, it happens. I mean, my plug was playing games this morning. I would tell y'all the rundowns of a drug addict, but I don't want to do that to y'all. I don't want to bore y'all people, man. You know what I'm saying? I got off work this morning. I'm going to tell you anyway. Got off work this morning, went and hollered at my plug. Matter of fact, he's so reliable, I could just go to his house and call him. If he doesn't answer, I know he's going to answer eventually, or he's going to call me right back. So I'm sitting outside his house. He never called me back. So 20 minutes go by, almost 30 minutes go by, and I'm just like, you know what? I got to go. So I left, and I get almost home, and he calls me, oh, yo, I'm in the crib. I'm just like, nigga, like, I already appropriated the funds for something else now. You know what I'm saying? I put it in the gas. Like, I had a choice, either gas or gas. Gas for my car, gas for my lungs. So I chose gas for my car over gas for my lungs because he answered. I was going to choose gas for my lungs over gas for my car. And, you know, I would figure
that. It seemed like that's the right choice you made, though. I mean, I don't know any better.
I mean, that was a responsible choice, not the choice I wanted to make.
Okay. Oh, well then. I think today's going to be a good show. I mean, for people who don't know, it's probably people out there who jump in on like episode 100 or episode 150. They don't know. Technically, this is the OG crew. I mean, Sawright did the first one by himself playing music, but this is the OG crew of talking and having points, and it is B's and King Germ. So,
in the saddle, man. I know somebody was asking for you to come back. I think it was MJ. Who was it? It was Static. He was asking to bring B's.
Everybody asks me to come back all the time.
I guess they we do need it. What they call it? A comedic, what's that person to take the fall for all the jokes? Everybody.
I'm not comedic relief. You are the comedic relief.
That's the word I was
looking for. Nah, I'm the punching bag.
Short T on the Watching Movies and Shit podcast, man. Shout out to Short T.
Yeah, but those that don't know, I mean, you know, I haven't been on Frocast in a while, but every week I'm on watchingmoviesandshit.com, the Watching Movies and Shit podcast, which you can find at Nappy Afro or watchingmoviesandshit.com. It's a great podcast. We talk about movies and stuff like that.
Are you plugging your shit on my fucking show?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All
right. Or as my grandma used to say, show Liz.
Damn.
Show Liz.
It's all right. Make sure we edit that out, dog.
You think it's all right editing this too? No. I'm editing this one. But yeah, man, I've seen the outline here. I like it. I like it a lot.
We used to just freestyle the shows when it used to be me and you, man. We just sit there and just talk.
Yeah, you can't freestyle anything when you're high. You can't freestyle rap or freestyle podcast when you're not high.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, man, you got to bear with us this show, man. I just sober, man. Like, I can hear everything right now. Like, okay. Sad.
It's cool. I think it's fine. You know, you have your emotion. What they call that dog when you need the dog or the animal to take on the plane? Emotional, what do they call it, emotional dog?
I guess.
You never heard that before? Kevin Gates got one.
Oh.
Dame Dash got one. So, emotional support animal.
Oh, man. You gotta be rich to have one of those, man.
Yeah. All you doing is just giving reason to take your dog anywhere. You take your dog anywhere.
Damn.
Yeah. Okay.
Not so using that one, Princess. You my support animal.
Damn. Yeah, anytime you have panic attacks and your dog got to calm you down.
Damn.
Yeah. So, I don't know. You want to say the first subject?
Oh, man. Hey, let's start out at the top of the list, man. First topic today we're going to roll out, man, is about your girl, Keke Palmer, man. I was wondering, when did Keke Palmer turn into a thot? I mean, when she gets so thottish? Like, she's a thotty. Like, she's not an ultra thot, but she's damn near knocking on the door of thottism. And you know what I'm saying? I know GQ Blue saying there's nothing wrong. Women should be able to, you know, control their bodies and do that.
No thought shaming.
Yeah, no thought shaming. You can't slut shame around GQ Blue no more, but he's still like going to the strip clubs. I don't get it. Like, which one
suits.
Is it, bro?
In suits,
you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I noticed I was watching, it was like on MTV, I guess, some movie awards or some shit was coming up this past weekend. Mm-hmm. And she was on there talking about how Ice Cube gave her first shot and, you know, and this and that. And I noticed she got the little shaved hair, you know, first sign of a thought. You got half your head shaved, you know what I'm saying? Then, you know, she wears this little see-through outfit with the, you know, no nothing on under it. First of all, how old is Keke Palmer?
22 years old.
22, okay. So I don't feel bad by looking. I mean, it wasn't, you know, it's Keke Palmer. It's Akilah and the Bee. It's the girl from Jump In. This is like, it's the black Hannah Montana, but just a lot less money. You know what I'm saying? It's just weird.
Yeah. See, I think she missed our generation. Like I think she's like our Kyla Pratt, right? I mean, she's like the younger generation version of Kyla Pratt because.
Another thought. She married her baby daddy, but yeah, she was damn near out there.
Yeah, she had a lot of kids. But no, the only reason, okay, so I did some research on why you might think she's a thought. And here goes three of them. She Instagrams video of her dancing to Party Next Door.
Okay.
She starred in Rich Homie Quan's The Most music video. And she asked Future on Instagram, can she star in the video for Rich Sex?
Wow.
I mean, of course, he made the video with Blac Chyna, but this is before, you know, this is before he doing it. Now, I mean, the only thing I know her from is really True Jackson VP, and I was an old man when that came out. I was already old, you know, and she had Just Keke talk show, and she's on Scream Queens now, but, I mean, she's 22. I think thought behavior is just regular for young women now. I know you hate to hear that. I hate to hear that, too, but.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, you know, it has to be, like, what happened to the good old wholesome girls? I mean, I ain't saying you got to be walking around with a dress that to your ankles, but, I mean. What happened to being just like, you know, a lady? Like, why ladies got to be so sluttish? Like, so fucking, you know what I'm saying? I just don't get it. Like, what's wrong with that? I'm not saying you got to be, you know, no fucking, you know, hairy leg woman. But goddamn, you ain't got to be out here with a see-through, you know, like, I shouldn't be able to see her titties and shit. Like, that's not.
Well, hold on. Whoa. First of all, let me say, be easy. We never say to tell a girl to put clothes on. Ever. I mean, unless you're my kinfolk. Other than that, girl, get naked. Second thing is, if she was thick, because she's a slim woman, right? If she was thick, she had ass and thighs, I don't think you'd be saying this.
I would be saying this. I have a problem with these ladies that's out here just, you leaving nothing to the imagination. Like, what are you leaving? Like, I mean, it used to be something like, you know, you'd be like, oh, man, you'll see a girl, you know, you think she bad, but then when you actually get to see her naked, you'd be like, God damn, I ain't know she had all that. Now, that's gone. Why? Because you see it all right there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Only thing you don't see is the booty hole in the ass and the pussy. That's the only thing you don't see now. Sometimes you see that. You know what I'm saying? But it's just... I don't know, man. Nothing's left to the imagination, man. What happened, man? What happened? Where did we go wrong, man? Like,
Are you serious?
I'm serious, man. Oh, my
God. You know what? I thought you were joking this whole damn time.
Are
you
really? I'm dead serious.
Oh, my God.
Like, what happened?
What, like, why would you? Now, listen, I know you're a married man. I know you haven't smoked weed today. But what the hell is wrong with you? Like,
nothing is wrong. It's just that I feel like, as a society, like, we're, like, you know, niggas like GQ Blue letting this shit happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's okay, and then he co-signing it. When we need more niggas to stand up and be like, you know what, ladies? Put on, you know what I'm saying?
I wish you damn would, nigga. That's some bullshit.
Look, I'm all about the tights, the sundresses. I'm all about that. Don't mm-hmm. get me wrong. I love it. Mm-hmm. But look, guess what? That leaves something to the imagination. Mm-hmm. When these hoes walking out here with it, like every, like, I was looking at Love and Hip Hop reunion show. Mm-hmm. So I was getting caught up on all my TV this past week. Every hoe had their titties out. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, this shit was fucking, like, every girl had their titties. Like, yo, this shit is fucking nuts. Like, I think
it's the only reason to watch it, the reunion show, to see everybody with titties out. Other than that, I probably wouldn't watch it. Well, I want to hear Cardi B go, I don't give a fuck.
Like, this is almost cartoonish at this point. Like, she, like, Cardi B, first of all, let's you look like a possum. Stop. It, look, nigga said she like that one of the Veggie Tales. Like, and so, you know, like when Cardi B get her teeth fixed, we gonna know they done got to her. Like as long as she keep her grill real, I'm gonna get Cardi B her props. But if she come at Love Hip Hop next season with some fixed teeth, oh, they done got to her, man. They done got to her.
And I think that's gonna happen. I mean, why not at this point? I think, honestly, I don't think she has $20,000 to spare. I'm not saying she broke. She got way more money than me, but I don't think she. You know, a nigga got money, but they still don't got enough money to get nobody $20,000 just for their teeth. That's
she
what
said
she.
She said J. Cole made a song about it though. So I mean, you know,
J. Cole gonna get his teeth fixed soon too though.
J. Cole ain't got them fixed yet, man. Like,
J. Cole, listen. When a nigga start talking to his wife with good teeth, he gonna say, "Oh, hell no, hell no, hell no."
We'll see.
Look, man, I've always said, and you say the same thing. Nigga, get your teeth fixed. If y'all before get your teeth fixed, get your goddamn teeth fixed.
That's what Jalen Rose said when he got his money. That was the first thing he did. He was like, that was the first. He said, most people bought their mama house, a car. He said, I went and got my grill fixed.
Nigga, I'm on Snapchat. Freddie Gibbs is shitting on niggas. Freddie, Gangsta Gibbs, nigga. Cocaine Pinata is shitting on niggas with bad teeth. He was like, hey, I don't know how you hold be kissing these niggas with these bad ass teeth, nigga. Look at my teeth. He's smiling. You know, he don't got, I don't know if he already had good teeth, but he got his teeth probably maybe fixed. And I was like,
probably did.
Gangsta niggas. Young Thug just got a teeth fixed. Gangsta niggas getting their teeth fixed now.
Are you calling Young Thug a gangster?
Well, I mean, gangster rappers.
Are you calling him a gangster rapper?
Yes.
Wow.
No.
So Young Thug is a gangster rapper in 2016.
Yes.
In 1996, what would Young Thug be considered?
Oh, a weirdo rapper? I don't know.
He would be a gangster rapper. Like, what?
I think he would be a gangster rapper. He wouldn't be around at that time.
M.O.P. just cried when you said that.
Well,
man.
He's a gangster rapper. Jay Electronica bumped Young Thug in the car, nigga.
Who is Jay Electronica again?
Don't do that to me.
Who is Jay Electronica?
Don't do that to me.
Name sounds familiar. I mean,
Eric Badu Baby Daddy, man.
She got like seven of them.
That's
which
fine.
One is that?
It's one of them. When you fuck Eric Badu, you immediately start rapping good. So I've been, I don't want to rap, but I've been always trying to fuck Eric Badu just to see what happens to me.
Well, I know at least three niggas that ain't doing good by her.
Who?
Well, Common don't count. He don't have a baby by her.
Okay.
He didn't fuck her either.
But he started rapping better.
What about DLC? He can't even talk no more. So what about him?
DLC said he got his voice back.
Why he left drop no album yet?
Cause he old. He still old as fuck, man. I mean,
you owe us. Nigga, you got 30 years of not rapping. Nigga, like, what? What? Like, DLC, you should want to rap. Like, you had one album. What was that shit called? The
Formula?
Yes. Yeah. That was it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it. That's it. That's all you had. Nigga, stop.
Andre, you know.
Another bullshit-ass nigga, man.
Well, I mean, you know. It's okay. I mean, did you... This is aside if we go to the next thing. Did you hear about... a couple years ago, he said him and Tribe Called Quest and Outkast put out an album together, and like, you know, he said it at the Fife Memorial at Apollo Theater, and when he said it, everybody gasped. But I'm gonna say something, people, and don't get mad at me. Album would have been trash.
Oh yeah, it would have been two niggas holding him back. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm gonna let you guess which two niggas it was. You know what I'm saying?
It's like everybody's like, no. I mean, you can hear motherfuckers in the audience say, no. I was like, no. A couple years ago? Now, he would have said 15 years ago, I said, that shit would have been fire. 2 years ago, that shit would've been trash. That shit would've been trash. Like, dying. I'm happy. I would say, I'd say, nigga, I'm happy that shit didn't get made, nigga. And they would've kicked me out of Apollo Theater. Okay. You wanna go to the second? Can I say the second topic?
Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
No, okay. Floyd manufactured his next opponent, Adrian Broner. Now, Adrian Broner, he recently fought Ashley Teofane.
Yes, somebody.
And I think this is like on the second or first. It's early this month. He got a stoppage in the ninth round. After a questionable stoppage, because I saw the video this morning. It was a questionable stoppage. After he did it, you know. Now, of course, Floyd been saying a little shit here and there, like, AB been throwing money in Walmart, which is bullshit. I get that. That nigga made it rain on the Walmart checkout and walked off. First of all, if I'm behind you, AB, I'm picking the money I'm paying for my food. First of all. But no, he did this, and you know, Floyd was like, no, that's bullshit. You know, them working people. I get it if you're doing this out of strip club, but you know. So, but you're saying that this is all a play. This is all bullshit. So, so Floyd Mayweather and Adrian Broner can fight.
Yep. Floyd can get number 50, get the big payday, give Adrian his biggest payday. Because, you know, that was his little brother. You know, that's my little brother. You know, he built him up just to tear him down. And so he manufactured his next opponent. Because everybody wanted to see Floyd break the record. You got, like, I knew Floyd wasn't going to stop at 49-0. Like, come on, man. That just doesn't sound right. Like, why would I do all this to tie the record? Like, no. I'm going to beat the record. So what I'm going to do is, it wasn't nobody else for him to fight. Nobody else. So he was just like, yo, let me fight my little brother. He needs this money. He needs the money. He needs the money. Don't be fooled by that, bro. The nigga wears a fake beard, bro. Like, that beard is not even real. Like, you know what I'm saying? He got a lace front beard. You know what I'm saying? So he manufactured his next opponent. Now watch, when they announce the fight, Floyd versus theme, number 50, it's gonna be a big payday. You know, Floyd probably gonna 70-30 that nigga. You know what I'm saying? You know, he might get a nigga.
Probably seven. He's on 7:30 that nigga.
He might 80-20 him. You know what I'm saying? You know, Floyd, like, look, bro, like, you
I want
have
it all,
like,
nigga. I want it all, nigga.
Yeah, Floyd, like, look, man, this your biggest payday ever. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, let's not forget, Adrian Broner is the dude that told Jay-Z, nah, that's okay. I don't want to sign with you. Then he lost his next fight. Then he called Jay-Z up. Jay-Z was like, who is this? I manage a fighter. Like, no, I never said that. You know what I'm saying? So,
and Jay-Z has like two fighters signed already. Yeah, man, fighter. I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, I don't, Rock Nation doesn't do what? Rock Nation? What's that?
I'm with Live Nation. I've never heard of this.
No. Is it on Title? No, I don't. No, I said Title, not titles. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's funny. No, I will say this. I will say that this whole thing made. Now, I think Floyd is done. I don't know. I just feel that in my heart. Now, I will say that if this is a work, he's been working on us for like almost a year. You know what I'm saying? If this has been a work, he's been working on us for a year. I just feel that Adrian Broner might beat his ass. Not because Adrian Broner is a great fighter, because Floyd just old as fuck now.
No, man. Adrian Broner cannot see Floyd. One, he can't hit Floyd. Two, you can't hit Floyd. Three, you can't hit Floyd. Like, you can't hit. You know, you can't beat somebody you can't hit, man. It's just, nah, you can't do that, man. So.
But if Adrian Broner knocks out Floyd, you know his career is just different than
Definitely. He probably died. He will probably die if he beats Floyd. You know what I'm saying? Because he'll overdo it. Like, you already see that his over-the-top antics, you know, getting chicks to brush his hair in the ring. Just think if he beat Floyd, what would happen, man? Like, yo, man, there'd be no stopping this guy. He'd end up dead, man.
I mean, but I do think we need that villain in boxing. I think he can be a good villain.
Why do we even watch boxing anymore, dog?
That is true.
This is how bad it's gotten in boxing. You have to manufacture your own opponents. Mm-hmm. Like, boxing. And then, like after he called out Floyd, like, the camera panned straight. Like, it was just
and Floyd was standing right there.
You know what I'm saying? It was just all just like, come on, man. It just like, stop it. Boxing, we already seen this story over and over again. Just give up, man. Yeah, y'all just give up. Like, I don't get it.
I think it's hilarious. I don't know. I mean, I but you would watch it though, right? Look, we you may not pay to watch it, but you would watch
it. Yeah. I mean, I watch a lot of fights. I don't pay to watch none of them fights, man. So, yes. And when you talk about paying, I'm like, whoa. Like, you know it's 2016, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, I pay for internet service. That's all I pay for.
I'll pay $5 to go to some bar and watch it.
I won't even do that.
Really?
No.
I don't know.
Not like, listen, man, I just can't do it. I mean, I can't. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm not paying five. No. Because then I might not be able to sit down. Like, I used to do that. I used to be about that life before I learned. You know. I used to be about that life when I used to be Saul Wright. Then I used to pay $5 to go to Beef O'Brady's and watch the UFC fights. And then they'd get over because they'd make you want to order something. I'm like... So now it turned into $15. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm ordering a sweet tea and the cheapest appetizer I can find. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm just like, man, this is some bullshit. Then I got, you know, worry about these meatheads in there that watch UFC screaming. Yeah.
They want to put you in a damn figure four leg before you leave and shit like this.
Like the worst one, man, was the Forrest Griffin Anderson Silva fight.
Oh, hold on. Why the fuck did you were you in Athens?
Yes.
Oh, you didn't get shot.
Bro, I almost did. We got kicked out. He got kicked out because when soon as fucking Anderson Silva broke that motherfucker jaw, you know, the nigga and me start saying, run, Forrest, run. The motherfuckers got so mad, they was like, yo, you got to go, bro. They kicked me and my boy out. They was like, yo, y'all got to go.
Athens on Forrest Griffin, you can't do that shit.
Yes. And it was just so funny because we were laughing. We were just like, yo, get him. Because, man, the whole time they were just like, oh. They kept looking at us because every time Silva would do something or move out the way when Forrest tried to hit him, because he was doing all that Matrix shit on him that night, nigga.
Yeah.
And he just caught him that one time. He like, he said, bow! Hit him that one time, Forrest dropped. Jaw broke everything. Like, Forrest's jaw was right there by his ankle. Nigga. He picked his jaw up on his way out the ring when he didn't even want to get his hand raised.
Yeah,
you know?
He just ran. He ran out. And remember,
and
Dan White was like, what's Forrest? I thought, I know he's had what happens now.
Forrest is gone. But yeah, so, you know. So, yeah, boxing, I don't know, you know, maybe y'all need to get a, you know, better marketing machine because this is not the 80s no more. But I bet you could name five heavyweights, Beezy. Not named Klitschko. Who's the heavyweight champion not named Klitschko?
I think one of them lost their belt. I'm not sure. I'm not sure with the heavyweight.
One of them got a
Triple G. He's not a heavyweight, though.
Nope.
I have nothing.
You know the heavyweight champion is a black dude from Alabama?
Yeah, he beat Klitschko.
He already fought Klitschko?
Yeah, I think he beat Klitschko. Because I know one of them. Yeah,
he got all the belts. No. Deontay Wilder. He's the WBC champ, I think.
You know what? I still love it when I hear like a black guy in sports and his name is like so black I don't even have to look. Deontay Wilder. I don't have to Google that then. That nigga black. Done. Oh, nigga, because you could say, man, I want to do a black person won. You would say Deontay. Oh, nigga, black person won then. What the fuck?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's fucked up. I realized something when you said that, though. You know, ain't it sad that Hispanics can take over boxing onto a certain weight limit?
Mm.
They can't be... I mean, I'm sure it's heavyweight, but it's not many. They're mostly going to be flyweights, middleweights. You know what I'm saying? Bantamweights, welterweights. They're never going to be heavyweights.
Well, first of all, he hasn't fought Klitschko yet.
Oh, okay.
He's fighting... he's 36-0 with 35 knockouts.
God damn!
Yeah, like
shit.
Yeah, so he knocks them all out.
Man. Shit, that one nigga that survived. Hey, it's props to you. Did you just roll out the ring like fuck this shit?
Yes,
Jesus Christ.
So he's fighting May 21st. He's fighting somebody in Russia. He's fighting Alexander Povetkin or whatever.
Minute. How you go to Russia and you don't fight Klitschko?
Bruh, how you go to Russia? You the world champion. Why am I fighting Russia? Bitch, I'm the world champion. Back in the days, you came to me.
Exactly.
I ain't go to you. Like, unless, you know, there's some kind of, you know, who knows, man.
I mean, I love it just breaking them off with that bag as Rick Ross said.
Couple bags, man. That's how they say now, man. Yeah.
Hey, speaking of Rick Ross, the next topic, 40-year-old Rick Ross dating an 18-year-old.
I know you see no problem in this. I know you see nothing.
Zero.
What's the
zero.
Problem?
She's 18. Zero. Now, I will say she's not as bad. Like, if I'm going to date an 18-year-old and look like a scumbag, she's going to be like, God damn. She's not God damn.
She's not. Lyrical Lord still look better than...
She looks... I mean, she... Now, when I'm looking at it, I'm going to say, damn. Jern going to say, that her body ain't developed yet.
Okay. I mean, look. I mean, she's only 18. Like, she ain't, you know what I'm saying? Like, bruh, she just graduated high school. Like, yeah. Come on, man.
But we gotta, can you give up your source for where you read this at?
I mean, what do you mean?
Where you read this story at?
What, about the story where I got it from?
Mm-hmm. I got it written down here. But,
the internet. What do you mean?
No, specifically.
The internet.
Specifically.
Twitter.
Specifically.
Somebody retweeted it.
Media Takeout.
Okay, Media Takeout.
And they say her name is Courtney, and she graduated high school early in January.
Woo! Shit!
Now, Rick Ross, if this is true, God damn it, Rick. You can't get him straight out of fucking... You can't get him straight out of high school, nigga. Can you get him, like, 1 year just to, like... You know what I'm saying? Like, just chill out, and then you fuck him. And when you know what? But listen, if I'm an old nigga. I'm in my late 30s. Would I date an 18-year-old? No.
Hell no.
Would I fuck an 18-year-old? Hell yeah.
Hell no. I couldn't do it, man.
What?
That's just too young. Like, 18. I mean, I'm only 23. Okay. But I don't even want to fuck an 18-year-old. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like...
Well, you know, I mean, we had the discussion. I mean, I'm not afraid to say this. You was kind of weirded out when I was fucking a 21-year-old.
But you was like 39. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's like, so I was older than I am now, but okay. But no, I'm saying so 21 is fine.
Hey, y'all might have broke up. You was 21, nigga. What do you mean? When y'all got together, she was like 16, 17,
no,
man.
No. This was
barely legal.
This was last year.
Oh, you talking about?
Yeah. It was last year. Now, yeah, I have dated. I dated a 20-year-old when I was 26 years old.
I thought it was like a 9-year difference between y'all. My bad.
Nah. She been trying to fuck when she... Now, okay, an old girlfriend was trying to smash with me when she was 16, 17. I didn't know it at that point in time. When she got of age, yes, I did smash. And I ended up dating that girl. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about. But now, yeah. I can't even look. I can't even, you know.
So 21, 37, 36, is that too much?
Just fucking, I mean, I would have to say 22, you know, that would be young as I would go, you know, I don't know, just 21, like anything under 21, I just don't trust, like they the police, like I'm not really.
They the police?
Yeah, I'm not fucking with them.
That doesn't make any sense.
It just, I mean, just, they just the police, bro. They gotta be at least 22 and up, man. Like I mean, you know. Can't be 21, 20, 19. No.
Let me say this, and this may sound pervy, and I apologize to the 1,000 listeners who listen to Nat Biafra every week. Me and the Frocast every week. But it is different. It is different when you're messing with a younger girl. It is, you do see tightness you haven't seen before. You see, you know, like they're the most proud of their body they ever been, probably. You know what I'm saying?
Gravity ain't grabbed them titties yet.
Yeah. I mean,
they look happy and shit.
Now, the only thing is, some of them, like, still have, like, reservations when I, you know what I'm saying? Like, some are like, now, an older woman, she'll suck your dick, no problem. A young girl was like, I don't really want to do it. She'll fuck around with it. But an old woman will suck your dick. Like, she don't have no time for games.
Yeah, she gonna look, I got somewhere to be in the morning. I got all fucking night, nigga. Let's hurry up and get this out.
My babysitter said she gonna be there for an hour and a half. So let's go ahead and get
it. This ain't got no babysitter. The motherfucking kid watching that goddamn. So I gotta get up for the work. I gotta hit the factory in the morning. What do you mean?
hey, factory pussy is good too, by the way.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie about that. Now that factory pussy is awesome. Shout out to all the factory workers out there with that good pussy. Niggas don't sleep on that factory girl pussy, boy. I'm trying to tell you, nigga. Woo!
Yeah, somebody who worked in a factory for 6 or 7 years collectively. Yeah. Man, yeah. You got your first what?
My first real job. Like, I was like 18 out of high school. Like, as soon as I graduated high school, auntie was like, yo, you need to get a real job. Like, I was working at McDonald's. And I was just like, what do you mean? Like, I was working at McDonald's. I had this little vision in my head. I was going to get a Ford Escort, and I'm going to pay for it through my McDonald's paycheck and all that shit. She was looking at me like, nigga, you know, you make like X amount of dollars. You're never going to get that. So she made me get a real job and working at a fucking Cone Mills, man, where they make fucking jeans and shit. Mm. Nigga, the shit I seen there, the women I seen there changed my life, man.
You know.
What's up, Bernadette? How you doing, girl? 18 years old, King Jern, 40-year-old woman, man. Oh,
yeah. Hey, I became a man in the factory, nigga. I was 20-something years old, but, like, I became a man.
Yes, sir.
A man in a factory. Like I remember one time, it was this girl. She was a little older than me. And, you know, I used to all be fucking with her. You know what I'm saying? You know, you just talking shit to her. You know, you getting materials. And, hey, what's up, nigga, whatever. And so I know one day we had furlough. You know, the shit was like, we ain't had no more work. They said, y'all can go home. So we was clocking out. She said, hey, you want to go to the hotel room? I mean, me and this girl probably have said 15 words to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them me fucking with her.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, I was like, hey, what's going on? She was like, you want to go to the hotel room? I was like, first of all, it's like 4 p.m. in the daytime. Second, I mean, I was like, I'm no bitch, so yeah, let's go. And we fucked. And it was like, it was nothing about it. And she barely talked to me afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We fucked again, but she was like, that was the first time I realized that, you know, a woman can fuck you and treat you like a nigga, too.
No strings attached.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
You felt kind of bad. You're like, God damn. Like, yeah. You were just like, I hope she called me tomorrow. Like,
after we got done, she put her clothes on. I thought she was going to lay in the bed for a second because, you know, I'm 20 something. I'm young 20, so I'm thinking, you know, most times girls back then, you fuck them, y'all got to lay in the bed and talk for a while. Yeah. She put her clothes on and left.
She had to get home to her husband.
She was married.
See? Yep, I knew it.
She was married, but...
Yeah. She was like, yo, look, it's time for me to be getting off, so it's time for me to go. I still got to stop by a grocery store, pick up the chicken, and some rice, and some peas for dinner tonight, you know what I'm saying? I'm making his favorite.
You know what I'm saying? And she probably fucked him that night, too.
Yeah.
I guess she got to keep up with appearances. But the end of that topic, we do now know for a fact that Rick Ross liked young girls.
Didn't he say that in one song? He only messed with young girls. Like he said in one of them songs.
Yeah. I mean, Rick Ross got he got a song out today that I was like, man, do I want to put this shit up? I may put it up. I don't know. Next topic. I'm gonna say this one because I want you to tell me where this. Anyway, we'll get to it. Stripper parties for young kids is a new wave. .. too much. First of all, fuck you for did you write that?
I did.
.. too much. Yes.
It's called an ellipsis. Alright, I mean, let's be honest. Like, I have a son, little Prince Germ. He's gonna be 16 one day. Hope God willing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And according to these 2016 parents, you throw yours. I've seen as young as 8. Like, I've seen an 8, 9. It was like an 8, 9-year-old. He's having a party, and they had a fucking stripper there. Now, granted, the stripper wasn't like Blue Flame stripping with a thong on me. She didn't have broad panties on, and she was sitting there giving a little dude a lap dance.
He smacked the ass.
And he slapped ass. Like, you know what I'm saying? So then I seen like a white person. Like, she had a stripper party for her son, and the daddy did. Mm-hmm. And then the mama walked in on it. She fucking lost it. She was like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, so, I mean, yo, like, what the fuck? Like, I mean, I'm scared for my son's sweet 16. Him like, yo, daddy, I want my fucking, you know, Blue Diamond to dance for me. I'm like, who the fuck is that? And he's going to be like, you know, I mean, I'll take him to a strip club when he's 18. I'm not going to, you know, do no party like that. This is going to be something me and him do. I'm not going to tell his mama, you know what I'm saying, no shit like that. But, yeah, I'll take him. I'm not throwing a strip party for him before he's 18. Nah, that's not going to happen.
Well, let me say this, though. I do want to get I want to get this story right. Now, the one that I read, the one that was covered by New York Post and the Daily Star, where was that located at?
I really don't know.
Can I tell you?
Go ahead. I'm sure you're going to lie and say, you know, go ahead.
Florida, nigga. Tampa, Florida.
Oh, Tampa. That's the strip club capital of the United States.
So why is everything bad happening in Florida?
Because, first of all, everything happens bad, and I did the air quotes for bad in Florida because we have the best weather in the United States. Well, at least besides California.
Exactly.
We got the best weather. And look, if you look at the states with the best weather, you usually have crazy crime. California, Texas, Florida, crazy crime.
But Florida been on like a 10-year tear.
And listen, man, look, everybody give Florida a bad name, but California and Texas got, look, New York sitting there like, yo, I don't see how New York missing out on all the crazy. They got the most crazy in the world. They got crazy people just walking around. I just on the trains and shit. Like, man, stop. Stop.
But man. I mean, no, but it, I mean, from Flocka to bath salts to it's Florida got some crazy shit going on. It's a Twitter called Florida Man that basically takes all the news stories that has Florida Man in it, and it's crazy shit every day. Every day, a Florida man.
I can make a Texas man, I can make a California man, I can make a New York man. I mean, let's like Florida. Why do we catch so much hate from the other 48?
When y'all started eating niggas, that's when it was over with.
Man.
When y'all started eating niggas, that's when.
They ain't counting one state, but go ahead.
Also, when y'all started rigging elections, it's a lot of shit y'all done did, man.
And we also, look, if it weren't for us, there wouldn't be no fucking, we shoot planes off in the sky, all the damn space shuttles and shit. We got fucking Disney World. Like, let's talk about the greatness that is Florida. Y'all niggas want to talk about all the bad shit. Of course we're going to have bad shit. It's like summertime, 9-10 months out of the year. You know what I'm saying? Of course, more crime is everywhere in the summer. You get more crime. We have summertime year round, so of course we're going to have more crime. Like, stop.
One of my first girlfriends cheated on me with a nigga from Florida.
Hey, just cause you went live. I ain't got
nothing. Just cause nigga had two goals in his mouth.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you just went live enough for her. She came to hand, she was like, yo, real. He said, step to the side, let a live nigga handle that.
Anyway, you know what? Fuck Florida. And please stop throwing stripper parties for your toddlers, goddammit. That's ridiculous. And stop taking Flocka.
Yeah, whatever that is. Hey, look, people stop doing all these. Look, if it ain't legal, I mean, not if it ain't like a regular drug, if it's this man-made shit with these kids making a concoction up under this, like meth, stop doing this shit. Like, nigga, you don't know what you're doing. It's a junk drug. All that other bullshit, Molly, like everybody think they doing Molly. No, that's not Molly. Whatever you think you're doing, like stick to the weed, stick to the coke, stick to the shrooms, stick to the acid, you know, stick to shit like
God,
that.
God damn, did you say acid?
Yeah, man, LSD, all that good shit, man. Stick to that shit. Don't be out here doing these new drugs, man. The fucking crocodile and
hold on, what is crocodile?
You don't know what crocodile is?
You just make that up?
No, I did not, man. It's some drug that you inject, and they call it crocodile because from the wherever you inject it at, it makes your skin look like a crocodile and shit like. Like, it started in Russia and it's made its way to the United States. People's fucking extremities are like falling off and shit because of this shit, man.
That's a drug off RoboCop, nigga. Fuck.
Nigga, look it up. Crocodile, bro. Look it up.
I'm not Googling that fucking crocodile. Look, listen. No, I'm not Googling
it. It's spelled like K-R-O-C-G-Y-L-E. It's weird, man. But yeah, man.
I'm done.
Yes! Like, leave that new shit alone, man. Stick to the traditional drugs, man. Nobody's ever died from smoking weed.
If you put crocodile in that, the first thing pop up is crocodile drug. It's spelled K-R-O-K-O-D-I-A. Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh. Ew. Yeah, don't Google this, people. is this nigga fucking spine is fucking, you know what? This shit is ridiculous. Hell no. That shit, that's one of future drugs, nigga. That's one of the drugs that, like, you know what I'm saying? That's one of the drugs, like, Judge Dredd was shooting niggas about and shit like that, nigga. God damn. Ugh.
Man, bro.
I want to say this. I know it sounds weird. I still want to know how crack feels. I don't want to smoke crack. Let me say this. I do not want to smoke crack. But I do want to, listen, I've seen crackheads do some crazy shit when I was growing up. I want to know what made him do that crazy shit.
Nigga, listen, bro. Crack, bro, look, go sniff some coke. Don't smoke no crack. Because once you start smoking the crack, you fucked up. Like, if you sniff coke, man, you straight. I ain't never did it. I would never do it.
You know what I'm saying? Hold on. Why you won't do coke?
Because it's just like, I mean, I don't want to do coke. Coke is just like, I've seen niggas just like wild out on coke, but I just don't want to be a coke head. Like, I always said, like, you know, like, nah.
I've never made all the cokeheads I knew personally. Always been like shitty ass cokeheads. You know what I'm saying? Like niggas that did like cocaine in the middle of like shifts at the factory or like.
That's not a shitty cokehead. That's a real cokehead.
Like a nigga doing cocaine while we fucking changing out a goddamn AC unit. You know what I'm saying? He's like, even go to the truck and hit a bump right fast. Like nigga, did you just hit a bump while we goddamn carry this damn AC unit up a flight of stairs?
Why you say that? I
He's lipping the shit by himself all of a sudden.
Nigga just nibbling his lip and everything. Just about to bite his fucking lip off. He just nibbling the fuck out of his lip. What's wrong with you?
So no, I mean, I never did cocaine. I've only did. I smoked weed twice now. I smoked weed with a lady recently. The first time was with King Germ and Slick Peter Virus. What's up, Slick Peter Virus? AKA Mr. Roderick.
First of all, that wasn't weed that time we smoked that. Well, I mean, we smoked weed before, yeah. But that you smoked some of that Flocka shit the first time.
I smoked some of that damn.
That adult, was Flocka.
Adult store weed that's legal.
Flocka.
Well, you know. And that shit fucked me up too. You smoked it too. Just want to put it out there. We
going there. I didn't inhale.
So you let me inhale, but you didn't inhale.
Yes.
That's fucked up. But no, I've never did. I don't do drugs. But I don't know. I'm gonna go to the next topic because this is getting too deep for me. Pippen said 95-96 Bulls would sweep the Warriors. It was an interview with ESPN. Outside of something. I don't even. The AT&T event in Houston. He said 5-on-5.
The final four.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't know it was there. You know what? I didn't watch the final four. I only watched like the last 15 minutes of their last game. Mm. But no, he said.
All you needed to watch.
Huh?
That's all you really needed to watch. It was a great finish. But go ahead. Let's talk about you.
Yeah, he said, I think my side link would buy. First of all, he said he's going to cover Steph Curry.
Mm. Hey.
He said, I think my size and length would bother Curry a bit. And he said he'd get him down to below 20 points. So, and he said, can't nobody gonna, hey, who the hell gonna stick Mike, goddamn it. Yeah. Clay, you gonna put Clay on Mike?
Let's just look at the 95-96 Bulls roster. You know, you got that beast known as Randy Brown.
God damn.
You got Judd Bushler. You got Jason Cathy. You got Buddha. James Edwards on that motherfucker. You got Jack Haley, the surfboarder. You got Ron fucking Harper, the poor man's Jordan. Mm-hmm. Then you got Michael fucking Air Jordan. Mm-hmm. Then you got Steve Kerr, some bum ass nigga. Tony Kukoc. Mm-hmm. Luke Longley, Scottie Pippen, Dennis Rodman, John Spider fucking Sally.
Hold on, I mean, a way out. On the way out, John Spider Sally. Go ahead.
Dickie Simpkins. And Bill Winnington, man. This is your 72-10 roster, right?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I used to fuck with damn Bushler, though, man. Bush on the team?
Yes, Judd Bushler's on the team.
I used to fuck with Judd Bushler, man.
Hey, man, I mean, they had some shooters, man. I mean, you know, you got Jordan, of course, we all know how much work he does. Tony Kukoc, very underrated. Yeah. Tony Kukoc, very underrated.
Yeah.
Offensively, I only see, like, three weapons out here. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you're taking one weapon because you're starting Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, like, then they tell me something, you couldn't start Luke Longley at center. Why not? You know what I'm saying? Like,
why not?
Yeah, exactly. Why not? Like, I mean... It's Luke Longley. Like, start him. Like, then you got... So, you probably start Luke Longley, Rodman, Pippen, Jordan, and Ron Harper. That would be your starting five.
Ooh, that's small ball.
That's not small ball. That's big ball, Pauls.
Okay,
you got 6'6", 6'6", 6'8", 6'10", 6'9", and 6'11". Oh, well, Rodman's 6'7".
Yeah.
And then 6', you know...
Five, nigga.
Then Luke only 7'2", you know what I'm saying?
Okay, I didn't hear you say Luke Longley. My bad. No, I mean, I don't know. I mean, first of all, I have no problem with Pippen saying this. I mean, what are you gonna say? Nah, man, they're dusting up. Of course, nigga, if you the goddamn the Rockets that won when Jordan was gone, you supposed to say that shit? Like, you supposed to say, yeah, we're dust up Golden State, nigga. Like, it's your team, nigga. Like, you supposed to be with your team. Yes. You know what I'm saying? That's the problem with the NBA now. Too many motherfuckers got goodwill to other motherfuckers. Like, nigga.
Yeah, like everybody friends. Like, I don't like this new age NBA.
Hell nah.
And I blame AAU basketball behind me.
And everybody blame AAU.
Because they played together and shit. You know what I'm saying? These niggas friendly with each other. Back in the day, when none of this shit, nigga. Like, you ain't seen, like, niggas from other teams, like, hanging out with each other in the postseason. And, nah. These niggas too friendly these days, man. It's just... so many light-skinned niggas in the league, man.
Now, let me say this. I don't know if people know this, but I really, really dislike Steph Curry. I don't know why. I honestly think he's the best player on the planet right now. But, like, I don't like him. I don't feel good when he wins. I don't feel good when he hits a three-point and he points up to the sky. I hate that y'all letting light-skinned niggas back in the game. You know what I'm saying? The only light skinned nigga I fuck with is Matt Barnes. Cause that nigga, cause he think he dark skinned. Like Matt Barnes was like five until somebody told him that, nigga, you're not dark skinned. It was too late then. You know what I'm saying? But I just never really fuck with Steph Curry like that, man.
Let's be honest. It depends on which rules. If they were playing under old school rules, new school rules, and I mean, you can't touch Michael Jordan. What are you going to do? Just let him shoot all day? Like, Michael Jordan scored like 70.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then Mike, oh man, I don't see in a 7-game series, I say the Warriors will win one game. One. Mm-hmm. The first game. They'll win the first game, and Chicago win the next four.
So, are we hand checking?
I mean, look, if we hand checking, it's a sweep.
It's a sweep. If you hand checking, it's a sweep.
Because if they let them play under old rules, light-skinned Curry not going to make it, bro. Light-skinned Clay not going to make it. Hey, yo, Clay Thompson, let's be honest. Clay Thompson and motherfucking Steph Curry, both their daddies was bums.
They ain't doing anything.
I mean, let's just be honest. Like, let's just go ahead and throw that out there. Like, you know, let's not sugarcoat it and make it seem like Michael Thompson was a beast for the Lakers. No, he was.
I mean, he won some chips.
Nigga, I could have won chips playing with the Lakers back then. You nigga, know, stop. Dale Curry ain't got no chips.
No, he don't.
None. Curry was just a 3-point shooter.
Like, I feel if you can let Mike, if you do hand check and let Robin do what he do, yeah, it's going to be a sweep.
Like, Draymond Green be out there crying and shit. Yeah, like, Robin get under his skin. Like, Robin get under all them niggas' skin, man.
Nigga,
like,
nigga. Everybody who thought they were tough, like, from nigga, I say this all the time. Man, I remember watching big baby Glenn Robb. Big dog Glenn Robb. Glenn Robinson. I remember he was tough, you know, he was a tough guy from the streets and all this shit.
Yeah.
And I remember within 15 minutes, he said, stop! He was like, who the fuck is that?
The Robin out there grabbing niggas and shit, man. Them niggas didn't know how to take that shit. Robin was like, yo, I'm gonna stick my finger in this nigga ass. And he'd do it. And them niggas be like, yo, what the fuck, man?
look. And then I'm like, this nigga punch me dead in my face. I'm like, I ain't do nothing.
Yeah, like, he got Sean Kemp so bad in the finals that year, man. This shit was ridiculous, man. He had Sean Kemp upset. He used to always get Alonzo Mourning upset.
Oh, shit.
At that time, he just turned to Alonzo, nigga. He like, you know how you be standing in the block, you know, waiting while they shoot free throw.
Yeah, yeah.
This nigga turned, put his hands, and was just like looking at Alonzo. Alonzo was just shaking his head like, I killed this little motherfucker, right?
This little crazy motherfucker.
Yes, yeah, like, what could you do? This little peasy head, like, yo, man, ugly ass nigga, like, man. Dude, one of the ugliest niggas of all time.
Oh, nigga. God, nigga. And you know what? I'm not going to say who. He looked just like a friend we used to have, man.
Yeah, me and you?
Yes.
Initials?
Done. We're done.
Next topic.
He does. But no, I was saying that what if this whole thing comes out, that the whole bisexual thing, the whole cross-dressing thing was just a reason for him to get a nigga's head on the court, he's a genius.
Hey, oh, I believe it was. I believe Dennis Rodman, he had issues now. You know what I'm saying? He had issues, but yeah. I don't think it was like him dressing like want to marry himself and all that bullshit. Like, it was twofold. It was one for, you know, keep his name buzzing. And two, it was really to, like, create a mystique around him. Like, you know, niggas probably was like, man, I don't want, man, guard that gay ass nigga. You know, Robin was like, yo, I used to fuck Madonna, nigga. Like, hey. Like, you know what I mean? I mean, okay. Maybe she sucked something in my ass, but
yeah, yeah.
How am I gay? Like, you know.
I was mad at Carmen Electra, nigga. What the fuck you talking about, nigga?
Like, yeah, man. Hey, huh?
Question.
You with a girl.
Mm-hmm.
She sticks something up your ass. Is that gay?
Yeah. No, you know what? No, it isn't.
Huh?
No, because, you know, as I'm out here...
I ain't say she stuck a dildo up your ass. She, mm-hmm. Let's say she's just stuck like one of her, like a vibrator up your ass.
No, that's gay. But I mean, I will say this. I don't want to stay stuck in my ass. And so don't start, Jerm. But as I'm in these streets, a lot of them are trying to, they hook you up. A lot of them are still trying to, like, hey, relax. I'm not going to relax for what?
No, it ain't nothing to relax. My wife tried to pull a stunt like that, like, roll on your stomach. Lay on your stomach. For what? Like, I mean, you about to give me a massage or something? Yeah, nigga, no. I was just like, man, you want to get kicked right now? Like, I ain't, man, I don't play that shit. Lay on your stomach. For what? Like, you gonna rub my shoulders? That's about it? Like, I don't say that shit.
Hey, you know what?
Real niggas don't take their drawers off till they know they about to fuck. I'm like, no, I'm really about to stick my dick in the pussy. Now I'm taking my drawers off. These women, man, you ain't sticking no finger in my ass.
Hey, they would try. Hey, man, shout out to them dudes that used to do porn videos and then take their boxes off. Them niggas was too real, nigga.
Yes, sir.
This nigga just using nigga in porn with his boxes. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what's going on? Mm,
nah, well, nigga. These niggas these days just wear the windsuit pants, no drawers.
The tearaway pants.
It'll come through like the 95, 96 movie.
Nah, I ain't with no drawers. I'm gonna rip these off, nigga. Oh, God. So yeah, let's go to TV talk. Now, listen. Let me go this. I don't know if Jerry gonna talk about Friday Night Tights. I don't give a fuck about Friday Night Tights.
Well, I mean,
I give no shits about Friday Night Tights.
Can I just say that, you know, I thought I was going to be doing the show with Saul Wright. So over the past, like yesterday, I binge watched all 5 episodes of the new season, Steel Country. Ugh. And I like it. Saul Wright was talking shit, but I don't think I like it, Saul Wright.
But it's a reality show, right? It's more a reality show than the football show.
Yeah, I mean, it's I ain't gonna say reality shows. It's dealing with, it's more than football on this one. So, you know, I kind of see what Saul Wright's saying. You know, because like every town has a team, and like every, like it's just basically like it's some bullshit with every fucking team, and they just really getting you to see what goes on. So, I mean, I'm with it.
But first of all, I mean, I hope Saul Wright's come back next week, because I can't be doing 2 podcasts a week. I don't know the fuck y'all think I am. But,
Saul Wright does it.
I mean, not no more. I haven't heard of Four Horsemen in a while, but that's neither here nor there. Shout out to Four Horsemen. Shout out to GQ Blue. But the thing is that I don't know how you can talk about TV talk without talking about the Walking Dead finale. Now, me and you talked about this, and you called me and said, you're done.
I'm done.
Now, if people don't know, the whole season of Walking Dead has been foreshadowing the arrival of this character named Negan. Who's the leader of the Saviors, and you know, if you watch Walking Dead, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. The last scene is Negan bludgeoning somebody in the head and killing him, but it goes first person, and we don't know who it is, and that pissed Germ off.
No, it wasn't that. It was just like I came to a realization that we're never going to get any closure in The Walking Dead. Like we saw what happened. In on Breaking Bad, mm-hmm. We saw what happened on The Wire. We saw what happened on Sopranos. We saw we got closure from most TV shows. Like all the good shows, you got closure from. Except for like, I didn't never watch Lost or no shit like that. But heard people were pretty pissed behind that one.
Yeah.
But I feel like Walking Dead is just like a constant we're never gonna. It's like the Candy Crush of TV shows. You're never gonna get to the end. See level 300. Well, I mean, last time I checked Candy Crush, it was like 350. But niggas tell me now that shit going up higher than that now. And I'm telling niggas like, y'all never going, you're never going to beat it. Like, we're never going to get to the end of Walking Dead. You know why? Because they're going to move to another town, another bad guy, another something. And I'm sick of it, man. Fuck you, Walking Dead, niggas.
First of all, shout out to niggas still playing Candy Crush. God damn. I mean, I thought niggas out there to do it.
No, that's the shit. Kill me. Like, y'all still playing that?
Yeah. And see, the problem with Walking Dead is it has source material. Breaking Bad didn't have source material. The Lost didn't have source material. Sopranos didn't have source material. And the source material is so fucking far along that that Walking Dead has a lot. For example, in the comic book, Rick has lost his arm and his leg is fucked up. So he's like an old man with a beard. He looks like Rick, like Rick Ross. Rick shave a head and keep a beard now and walk with a cane. You know what I'm saying?
Why he not eating by a zombie yet? Nigga with a cane. You're supposed to be eating by now. Like, there's no way you, but go ahead.
But let me say this. I think you will at least watch it, the first episode, to see who got killed. Second of all, I will say that somebody on YouTube went and downloaded the last episode and like isolated all the voices on the episode in like the last little minute. It has Maggie saying Glenn. So people think it's Glenn. Because in the comic book, it is Glenn. So I thought it would be Maggie because I didn't want to have 2 babies on that show.
Yeah, 2 babies would have been whack.
Yeah, but in the comic book, Maggie goes to the other, to the hilltop, and she leaves the hilltop.
I can see that. So Maggie, let's say she first of all, this will piss me off. They was trying to get to a doctor. Where? Like, did they think it was an ER open somewhere? Did they think Grady was still open? No, Grady wasn't open no more, nigga. Like, where was I taking him, man?
You know what I'm saying? Like, they like, I don't know, dude, but have you given aspirin?
It ain't working. Got to get it to a doctor. Nigga, one of y'all better play doctor here. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, Maggie, you just going to have to tough it out. You going to abort this baby. You have this kid. We ain't going nowhere, nigga. Like, hell no.
Drink this water. He needs some milk.
Give us some milk. He needs some milk.
But yeah, I mean, listen, it's the Walking Dead. It is the slow burn. And I think that either we got desensitized to the zombie killing, because they do try to kill zombies every episode. It back like the episode season two, they didn't kill zombies for like three episodes, mm-hmm. but now they do kill zombies. But we so used to it, so it didn't mean nothing as much. But I mean, I think they're trying. They do need to say, hey, I think they need to come out and say three more seasons and we're done. They need to say that. Three or four more seasons and we're over with. Because then we can see the light in the tunnel. Right now, there's no light at the end of the tunnel. But the comic book is still going. The comic's been on for like 10 years, so. You know what I'm saying? So we got a lot of shit to work with. And also, every time it comes on, it's always the number one rated show, so they don't always get. That's why fucking Fear the Walking Dead is coming on Sunday. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. And that's another show I haven't watched either.
You might like that show. I don't like it, but you might. I'm going to continue to watch it because I feel it's going to be a crossover sooner or later. So, before we go to move to the next thing, shout out to Shameless, man. I still think, you said it before, I say it again, Shameless is the most underwatched best show on TV, maybe, of all time.
Yeah.
It's that good. Its finale just happened. Now, the thing I would say about Shameless is that you do see changes in characters. Like, you know what I'm saying? What you saw season one is not who you see now. Like, when the opening come on, you be like, that shit done changed like a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Debbie was like fucking 10 on the opener, but now she pregnant with a baby. 16. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I don't know, but Shameless is good. You got any other TV talk?
Let's see. What else we watch? Better Call Saul was pretty good this week. Well, I guess it was pretty good. It was basically just Kim leaving the firm. Mm-hmm. So it really wasn't. It was one of the transitional episodes.
I was out on Better Saul. I'm back on board. The last couple episodes I liked a lot. Like, you know, I like what he's doing. I like the grimy Saul.
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying. But we got to build up to that. We got to know how he became grimy. That's what niggas just want him to jump into being grimy. So I don't think that's a good storyline. That's not good. We want to know how. Like, he's trying to be a good guy, but he was just like, you know what, man. Fuck that good guy shit, man. Bad guys get the girls. Bad guys get the everything.
And so bad guy get the caddies.
Yeah, get all that. So, you know, that's why I kind of like this transition. Let's see. Monday, Tuesday. Black Ink came back Monday.
Black Ink is back. You know what? I feel bad when I watch Black Ink. I was telling Short T this. I feel bad when I watch Love & Hip Hop Black Ink. I was happy to see Black Ink. Look, if I stop watching Love & Hip Hop, I'm going to keep watching Black Ink. Black Ink is the Black Jersey Shore. Easy. Yeah. I didn't watch Chicago, but I did watch this. I still watched.
Yeah, I didn't watch Chicago at all. You know what I'm saying? But the New York back, according to the previews for the season, Dutchess got her pussy ate by Donna. So can't wait to see how that plays out. Let's see. What else? We got Monday, Tuesday, Blind Spot.
I do have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
I got two questions for you. No, I got one comment, one question. I was. When I saw Scott, I thought Scott had already had got an ass done.
Nah.
I was like hurt. I was like, I hope she ain't pay for that. But then they showed she in the season she getting an ass done.
Okay, when I seen it, I was like, I thought she got, whoa, what is that? Like
and I still don't know if Donna is thick or white girl fat.
Donna is thick, but she thick down low. But her up top, she looked real slim up top. So it just might be one of them, the mixed girl booties, man, where it's just like wide. It's like it's a wide fatty. Yeah. Like it ain't really round. It's just wide.
Yeah, old Alicia Keys?
Yeah. Okay. But she got a little more wagon. Alicia Keys just had hers from the front. Like you see Alicia Keys from the side, you'd be like, what the fuck?
Unless that time she wore that ass thing to the BET Awards. Yeah. Like, we never saw again after
that. Yeah, we, like, never had an ass like that again. But Donna, I mean, she don't look as dirty no more. Like, I smash. Like, I always said I smashed Donna. But she don't look as dirty no more. You know what I'm saying? You know, they cleaned her up a little bit this season. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, like, she toned up a little bit.
Yeah, something. She's still a thought now. Let me get it wrong.
Still a thought, man. Hey, you know what? I appreciate thoughts. I always say, if it wasn't for thoughts and hoes, I wouldn't got no pussy for the first 5 years of my life. So, shout out to thoughts and hoes. But then, look,
after those 5 years, you're supposed to upgrade. You weren't just supposed to stay on thought level. Right. Like, you just like, yo, I'm comfortable right here. Like, you... Well, you know. You don't want to fuck with no girl and make you work for it, man. You like them easy, easy breezy cover girls, man. That's what you like, man.
Listen, you have your vices, I have my vices, nigga.
I understand.
You got your choices, I got my choices, nigga. You know what I'm saying? It is, well, I got a story later on.
I'm going for the sure bets. You guys go out here with these gambles.
I mean, listen, first of all, I know you're married to a beautiful wife. I know it's all right. I know y'all married, but... Y'all remember dating pretty girls and just the fucking trouble you got to go to.
Oh, I know.
Like, pretty girls is a lot of trouble. Like,
I know.
Not saying I ain't never dated no pretty girl, but I mean, just, it's rough, man. But I'm sorry. But yeah, go ahead with TV Talk. My bad, man.
Oh, man. Then, you know, like I said, Blacklist, I don't know when that come back on, but anyway, that comes on tonight if it did come on Thursday.
I'm drinking my water while you talk about this.
Yeah, go ahead, drink your water.
I give two fucks about the Blacklist.
I didn't watch Empire last night. I watched it after the show since All Right, not here, and Beezy doesn't watch it.
Whoa, I watched Empire, nigga, before you watch Empire. What the fuck?
Do you still watch it?
Yeah, I watched it last night on a conference call at work, nigga.
Oh, okay. My bad. I thought that might be above your TV, below your TV. You just like, hey, because Mr. I don't do network TV. You know, I figured you wouldn't watch that either, you know.
I hate watching it, though. It's stupid.
I mean, it's like, I didn't watch it last night, so I can't really comment.
It's not a good show. It's not a good show.
It's very, 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 like, unbelievable. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know. Blind Spot, I really wish you would watch this, man. Good show, man.
I watch Blind Spot when you watch Horace and Pete.
Who?
Don't do me like that. Horace and Pete.
Okay, easy. I'm gonna tell y'all a little story about B-Eazy. B-Eazy like white comedians. He don't like black. So B-Eazy always get me trying to fight these white comedians, and I don't get their humor, but B-Eazy loves it. Like, he said Seinfeld is in his top five all-time.
I never said that. It's my top
20. He's got Seinfeld over Richard Pryor. You know what I'm saying? Which I think is amazing, but that's his list.
Well, Chris Rock is my number one favorite comedian of all time.
And Jerry Seinfeld, number two.
Nope. Jerry Seinfeld, maybe number like 15.
Wow.
Yeah. Richard Pryor, maybe.
Carlin is your number two guy.
He may be in my top 20. Richard Pryor may be like 6 or 7.
George Carlin in your top 5.
No, it might be my top 15.
Top 5. You're lying, Beezy.
George Carlin is great, though. Louis C.K. in my top 10.
See, this is another guy you be talking about. Louis C.K.
Yeah, he's on Horace and Pete, motherfucker.
So what about this Carmichael show that people be talking about?
It's a black show. Gerard Carmichael, it's good. It's kind of jarring because, you know, I'm so used to watching shows like Broad City or like the comedy shows like that. That's like... You know, it's like not in front of studio audience. The Carmichael show is from the studio audience. And it's just, I haven't seen that show like that in a long time.
Oh, man. So it's real, it ain't one of them ha 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 applause button studio audiences.
It may be.
Let me ask you a question. Like, a studio audience, if it ain't funny, do they make these niggas laugh anyway?
They
like,
got an applause sign.
What the fuck does that mean?
You got applause when the sign come up.
Oh my God! I just want to go to a live taping of a show like this. I mean, they don't even make shows like this anymore. But I'm just saying, like, that would be wow.
Yeah, yeah, and man. But it's a hype up guy too. You know what I'm saying? It's a guy that like, hey, like when something real big happens, he got like headphones on, he coming, hey, he's trying to get people hyped to clap and stuff like that.
Come on, my aunt when she was on the I don't know, this is a throwback reference here, people. The Marshall Warfield show.
God damn. Nigga, that's old as fuck. Go ahead, though.
So she went to a taping of that, and she was telling me about how to, like you said, the hype guy, like before the show come on, they be out there getting everybody pumped up, and so, you know, you can be loose or whatever, you know. Okay, I got you. Thanks.
Okay. Yeah, but, Man,
she's had some big-ass titties, nigga.
Yeah, she had a lot of big-ass everything, so, big-ass stomach, too. Shout out to Marshall. I thought she was gay. Can I say that? I thought she was gay.
I just always thought she had big titties. You know, at that point in my life, I wasn't really in, you know, I didn't know about gay and nothing like that. I knew Liberace was gay when I was a kid. I knew Little Richard was gay, you know what I'm saying? They were like the only, you know, Boy George, like, they were the only niggas I knew. Like,
well, Boy George, listen, anytime anybody who cross-dresses or who transgender, y'all need to always give Boy George respect because Boy George was making niggas accept him in the 80s, nigga. Wardrobe was on like American Bandstand in the fucking dress, and we said shit about it. We was like, "Hey, Chrome Chameleon, hot though." You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, I mean, he gay, but that song high as hell though.
Speaking of gay and TV talk, it's a transgender kid on Friday Night Tights.
No, it's not.
It's a little girl. Her name is Abby.
You lie.
Look. Her name is Abby, but she has an alter ego named Adam. And Adam is, you know, like, some days she's Abby, some days she's Adam. When she plays football, she's Adam. So she got a haircut short, and her mom was just like, you know, she dresses like a boy, and the mom and them call her Adam.
What?
Yeah, they're very supportive of this, and, you know.
White or black?
Come on, man.
Okay, I just want to know.
Come on, man. Like, do black kids have a choice?
Like, nigga, you better stop this gay shit, nigga.
Hey, look, even all your gay cousins now, like, even though it's younger, like, I got a cousin right now, nigga. She's dyked to her heart. When we was a kid, it used to be funny to us when her mom used to make her wear a dress to church. Damn. Like, she was just like, this is the only fucking day out of the week I wear a fucking dress. Like, and then she used to be so funny, nigga, like, the way she walked and all.
Hey, isn't it weird though? And we're gonna move on to keep it 100 after this. But isn't it weird that like in this world today? And first of all, you can do it. I have no problem with transgenders. You can do the fuck you want to do. But
waking on your soapbox, GQ Blue. Calm down.
No, like in this world, like I was talking to this girl on the phone, and she would tell me about how like the gender norms and like how I need to stay away from that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need to cook for no man, and I don't need to wear no this and this. That's okay, whatever. But then transgenders come out and then they want to be the gender norm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? They say, you don't got to wear lipstick, you don't got to wear a dress, you don't got to be this. And then Bruce Jenner said, I want to be a woman. And his idea of a woman is wearing a dress and getting fucked by a man. You're like, well, wait a minute. I thought y'all just told me that I need to get away from gender norms. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's confusing. It's just confusing. I'm not dissing nobody. It's just confusing to me. As a father, it's confusing to me. I don't know what to tell my son. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Just you know.
Shout out to Roz.
Dyke.
No, that was Roz. That was a Marshall Warfield name on Night Court. Oh,
hey man, Night Court used to be on 24/7. Everywhere. I seen after like 8 o'clock, you could turn almost any channel Night Court be on.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but yeah, man. Next one, keep it 100. Go.
Oh man, keep it 100 this week, man. I wrote it down. Let me look it up, man, fellas. I know this is this King Germ, this big brother King Germ talking to all you guys, man. All you youngsters. I know y'all don't have a lot of guidance out there, and you know a lot of y'all single parent homes didn't have no daddies and shit like that. No real niggas to show y'all how to the ropes. So y'all out there raising yourselves, doing a fucking bad job. But so all my little young niggas, you know, that listen to this, they can hear my fucking voice. Check this out, man. Always follow the bro code. All right. If you think you're going to break the bro code, do the opposite. You know what I'm saying? Follow the bro code. Reason why I broke the bro code in the past week. I take that back. I followed the bro code. And the reason why I missed out is because I followed the bro code. But I stayed true to my niggas. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Look, certain person, I ain't going to say nothing. You know, look, I ran across something. I screenshotted it to show my niggas. Mm-hmm. Person got upset with me. Was like, yo, you cut off. You get no more. But what I did, you know what I'm saying? My niggas got to see that. You know what I'm saying? So, but follow the bro code. I got cut off on all the other goodies. So, you know, but I feel good. I'm a loyal nigga. I'm a stand-up guy. My mama can hold her head up in any of the five boroughs. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just, you know, hey, I feel good. So, fellas, follow the bro code, man.
You know I'm all about the bro code, nigga.
Yes.
Most of the time, I mean, I don't do it as much anymore, but like, sometimes King Jerm would get like an ugly ass nigga. Who is this? Oh, this girl sent me this. Like, he didn't ask for it.
Yeah.
I just break bread immediately. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, okay, a girl sent me one. This ain't that good, but boom, here you go, nigga. Here you go.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Like that's the way of me. Like, I have to get rid of it fast because I don't want to get caught with it. So the best way for me to get rid of it is sending it to my niggas.
Yeah. Yeah.
That way I can see it in the sent file instead of me having to say the shit.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
That's real shit, man.
Yeah. Like, shit. So ladies, if you seen King Germ or Nude, 9 times out of 10, one of my niggas gonna see it. I'm just gonna go ahead and say that shit.
I'm gonna see it.
So don't show your face. So don't show your face if you don't want, you know what I'm saying? Like, just do that. So just you know.
I'm gonna see it.
Yeah, because I'm loyal.
Hey, same thing for me. Any girl that ever sent me a nude, it's a good chance that King John ain't seen it.
Yeah.
If if your face is shown, I try not to send it. Yeah. I might cut it off. But, like, yeah, I'm going to send it to King John. You know what I'm saying? I'm afraid it's all right. You're going to talk about me, so I'll send it to them as fast. Because I don't want to be like, how do you send nude pictures of this queen? How do you? Okay, you know what?
That's GQ Blue. That's GQ Blue. She's all right, gonna take that shit and be like, damn, here's the goddamn. He goes,
who is this?
GQ Blue, on the other hand, you know you're wrong for that. You're violating her right to empowerment right there.
What you're doing is basically right.
That's patriarchy right there.
What you're doing is basically right. That's what you're doing is basically right. What the fuck?
Shout out to my nigga Blue, man.
Shout out Blue, man. You know what I'm saying?
Apologies this week, man. No apologies. I'm not apologizing for shit.
Yeah, GQ be thirst trapping on his damn...
Super thirst trapping. Have buttons open, nigga. He be having tattoos showing. Be cooking his shit. Be like, yo, hey. Look. Then set it outside. Look, my view right here.
You know? GQ will make like a damn hour 30-minute meal. And make a plate boy full and sit pour some wine and put it on the table and just be sitting watching out of view.
Yeah, nigga don't eat not a damn drop. Like, I want to know what GQ Blue do with his leftovers. Did he donate it to somebody? Did he eat all that shit?
He was like, I show with the ad company. Stop thirst trapping, GQ Blue. You know what I'm saying? Do you see me making, showing my cutout hot dogs with the A1 steak sauce on it in my apartment saying that shit, nigga? Nah, nigga. I don't do that shit, man. Do you see me showing my damn empty ass refrigerator, nigga? Nah, nigga, I don't do that.
Yeah, man. You know I'm trying to show y'all young boys. Hey, look, man, the Snapchat is jumping, bro. Man, I see how them hoes. I see what GQ Blue and them. Hey, that shit make you feel good when you look and see like 20 niggas and watch your snap, nigga. You be like, woo,
yeah,
woo,
yeah,
woo. And then I can just imagine, you know, them girls be getting like 2,000 views. I'm like, wow. Now they, man.
The only thing about it though is it. Snapchat was smart because it's only credit on that. Because, you know, YouTube, you get a million views, you're a fucking superstar. Facebook, you're a superstar. On Snapchat, that shit's only popular on Snapchat unless you're DJ Khaled. Anybody else, it doesn't matter to, but if you get like a million views on Snapchat, it means nothing because that shit finna leave in a damn 24 hours.
Yep. But now all these bitches, yeah, man, Ghetto Barbie, she made, like, whatever, when Snapchat updated in the last week, like, you can make phone calls on this bitch now.
Yes, yes.
And that's making a lot, like, these thirsty-ass niggas out here, man, I done had to delete, like, 3 girls, because they like, yo, I'm just going to make my Snapchat private. Yep. I'm going to make another Snapchat where you got to pay to get on, because I'm getting tired of these dudes sending me dicks. And I'm just like, yo, nigga, stop sending the girls dicks.
Yeah.
Like, shit.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because in the history, maybe like that shit may work for like 5 niggas, like bitches they don't know. Here, dick. Okay, come fuck me. Them niggas fucked up. And then niggas like, okay, we're going to try this shit forever.
Yeah, like I said, man, look, goddamn, man. It's some women out there that still love a dick picture, though. So,
yeah,
so
they do.
That's what's fucking the game up, man. But I mean, niggas, man, like stop sending these. Like, bro, you fucking it up for niggas like me that can't get out there, you know what I'm saying? Just. You know, to follow other girls, and you know, I done lost like 5 snappers, man, last week, man. Want to charge for they shit. One girl got told me some, I do videos and pictures for a little bit of money. I'm like,
whoa,
bitches, you crazy? Like, man, what? Who's these niggas paying for like a video? Like, why do I need a video of a girl? Like, yo, that's not.
Yeah, one girl I was following on Snapchat, she said that. I couldn't find her, and then I found the snap. She was like, she said, send me, she said, this is my, I got another Snapchat, so I'm going to use this Snapchat, but buy some on my Amazon wish list, and you can get my other Snapchat.
What?
Yes. And I was like, fuck you. Like, listen, it'd be different if it ain't bitches out here just showing ass for free. I just go there.
Free. But these bitches want to be on ConnectPal and Cam Soda eating chips and shit. I'm not paying you for that. Like, bitch, you on your laptop, on your phone, talking to your real nigga. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting here giving you money. Like, ooh, jiggle a little something for me. Just like, man, fuck that shit. Like, yo, this shit is whack, man.
Yeah. Also, just go be a stripper.
Thank you.
Just go be a stripper. And it's okay.
Yeah.
It's
okay. Just go be a stripper. Get that real money.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Hey, that was a good one. That was a good one. Wins and losers. You want to go first? Or you want to go first?
Man, my winner this week, man, was Shane O'Mac. Fucking cage at WrestleMania 32, nigga. You fucking old as fuck. You older than Mankind, and you out there jumping off cages and shit like the top.
Yeah. Sad thing is, Mankind got thrown off. He jumped off.
Jumped off. I mean, Undertaker was looking at him like, man, hurry the fuck up, man. Hurry up and jump so I can move, nigga. I'm up here faking like a motherfucker out, nigga. Like, shit.
It's been 10 minutes, nigga. I can't keep faking this shit.
Why didn't they let him land on Undertaker, man? That should have been even better. Like, both of them been knocked the fuck out. Like,
because Undertaker's 50 years old.
Exactly. That would have killed Undertaker. That would have killed him. He would have been the fucking Undertaker.
It's a shame that would have been new Undertaker.
Yes.
Hey, why you? Okay, first of all, WrestleMania 32 was great. I'm sad. I hope we have a Four Horsemen about WrestleMania 32. Hint, hint. Shout out to GQ. Why you shit on Shane O'Mac shoes?
Them shits were ugly as fuck. I'm not little. They were ugly because the Jordans were ugly. They ain't had nothing to do with the customizations.
Yeah.
It was just like, them Jordans are ugly as shit.
So hold on. So you would say, hey, man, I need them infrared Jordans. I need them Jordan 6s. Yeah,
you would have had to give me some. Listen, first of all, I don't respect any Jordan after 13. So 14, 15, I don't count them Jordans. Like, them shits all ugly. 13 under is the live Jordans. 14 on up. 14 to 30, whack as fuck. 1 to 14, I can deal with. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, them shits were just ugly.
I mean, what? If Jordan send you some Jordans, and like, I was like, man, Jordan send me some Jordans, they, you know, all he did was like put his name on the side. You can't send them back.
I bet I don't have to wear them either.
So hold on. You come out there and you don't got the shoes on. Nigga, he been wearing Jordans since he came back. He been
wearing. Okay, and he been wearing live ones. This nigga came out with them weak ass 30s, nigga. Them shits weak as fuck. I'd be like, yo, man, give me some exclusive. Now, I would have told him straight up. You send me some shit past 13, it's not gonna make the show, Mike. You know what I'm saying? Straight up.
Okay, who you loser?
My losers this week. Oh, my losers this week was Michael Jordan and the UNC Tar Heels.
The Jordan fade, crying face, come back home.
I mean, they should retire it after this because this was like the. This was the perfect time to use it. This was beautiful. UNC just lost. You was at the game. Like, you can't. The Jordan cry me couldn't get no better than it did Monday. And them shits was motherfucking flying Monday night. I laughed so motherfucking hard. I mean, I was in tears.
Oh,
tears. Monday night from just the Jordan memes. Like, first, I was excited because Carolina lost. Mm-hmm. I don't know if y'all know me, but I hate Carolina. I'm a Duke fan.
I still don't understand that. I still don't understand you from Greensboro, North Carolina, and you go with the whitest fucking team in fucking North Carolina. Go ahead.
Okay, in North Carolina, you pick sides. You either for Duke or you for Carolina. That's just how it is. No matter what, where you from, what your economic background is, you poor, you rich, you black, you white, you gay, you straight, you pick sides.
Is that it?
Yes. By the time you 7 or 8, you got a side. Like, you know what I'm saying? You either on Duke or Carolina side. By the time you 7 or 8. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, my granddaddy always hated North Carolina, so fuck it. I inherited that hate. And so, you know what I'm saying? And it was just beautiful. The joy means, I mean, the best one I saw were the top three. The one where he was jumping from, like, they had him, like, dunking from the free throw line with the crying face. Mm-hmm. The one he was at the game, and he was looking at his phone. And then he looked at his phone, and then he turned into the crowd. And they had one where, like, the Jordan crying meme was on Craig Sager jacket, nigga. I was just like, yo, what the fuck? They was talking to Jordan, because I was looking at this, like, I don't get it. And I looked at the jacket. I was like, yo, that shit genius. And so, yeah.
The internet is undefeated, by the way.
Internet, man. And then all the ones on the mascot faces are funny to me. It's just something the way they look. And if you search joy and crying meme and just image, like, they got so many of them that I've never seen. Like, this shit is just, man, I was dying, man. I'm like, yes, man, I'm telling you, man, that shit was fucking awesome. Those are my losers, man. The Carolina Tar Heels and the joy and crying meme, because I don't think it can get any better than this. I don't think, like, you see it next time, it's going to be whack. Like, when the Warriors lose a title or something, and they put the joy and crying meme on Steph Curry, like, this shit going to be fucking, it's going to be funny, but it ain't going to be, Matter of fact, when the Warriors lose their 13th game, they're going to get them with the joy, or the 11th game, they're going to hit them with a crying meme, dog. What team? I'm 60, I'm what, 71 and 11? And y'all niggas going to give me the crying meme? Like, how is that possible?
They gave crying meme when they lost the Celtics. I'm like, but nigga, they still ain't lost 10 games yet. Nigga, what the fuck are you talking about?
Hey, yo, so like I said, it should be retired after Monday night. Because that was like the perfect, like, I mean, first of all, North Carolina, where the Carolinas are, the dab and the Carolinas are 0-3 this year. Because Dabo Sweeney was dabbing, then, you know, of course, you know, Dab City with the Panthers, and then right before the Carolina, it was one of the, they did the dab before they came out, so yeah, doing the introductions. So yeah, the dab is 0-3. Everything's bad, man. But yeah, go ahead with your winners and losers, man.
Okay. My winner. Well, I got a minor winner because I just saw the Bomani shirt instead of the Cleveland Indians. He got the Cleveland Caucasians, and it's in the same style of the Cleveland Indians logo. So I thought it was so dope.
Damn, where you get that from?
I don't know. I want one. The winner is Hillary Clinton because the election is over, ladies and gentlemen. Hillary Clinton just got her most important endorsement. Guess who it was?
Who was that?
Bobby Smurder, nigga.
Ain't she in jail?
Yeah. In an interview with Vibe Magazine, he said, I like Hillary more because she's in the people. You know, they say that women can't run the country, but I feel like she's more independent, so she's got a strong mind state. Donald Trump is an asshole. And that's basically... I don't care, but he's an asshole. He definitely don't want to be president, so I'm voting for Hillary.
Wow.
So I mean, the election's over with now. I don't know why we voting anymore. I don't know, like, why Bernie Sanders still running, because Bobby Smurder has endorsed Hillary Clinton. That's it. My loser is not a person. It's a thing. It's online dating. Can I do story time really quickly?
Go ahead. All
right. So, I want to say Friday night, this is not a stunt. I recently got a new computer, so I was transferring my old computer to my new computer, my stuff on there. At 4 in the morning, girl texts me off of OKQ. No, there's another one. Anyway, and she said, hey, you're very handsome and you made me smile. And I was like, well, I'm happy I made somebody smile at 4 in the morning. So we texted back and forth, and she was like, well, look, I'm only in town for a couple of days. You know, we can hang out. Now, we only texted for like 20 minutes. So I was like, whoa, that's quick. You know what I'm saying? That's quick. So I was like, okay, whatever. So I wake up in the morning. She texted me as soon as she get up. We going back and forth. And now I'm looking at her profile. I'm like, hey, it's on your profile that you married. She was like, yeah, yes, sir, I'm married. I was like, explain. I mean, what's up? I mean, are you just fucking niggas on the side? Or y'all got an open marriage? She was like, well, no, my husband can't have sex. Like, yeah. Something happened to my husband, and he just can't have sex. So I'm like, oh, damn, that's fucked up. And I was like, so what do you think about it? He was like, yeah. He said, you know, I can go ahead and get my groove on by myself on the side. Just don't, you know, make it blatant. I was like, that's a real, I can't do that shit. But, you know, I guess he really than me. You know what I'm saying? So we texted through the day, whatever. And I'm like, all right, you know. So then, you know, she kind of gets kind of sad. She's like, I'm kind of depressed. I'm like, well, bitch, I don't say bitch. I don't know you that well, so I ain't finna talk to you, texting you depressed and stuff. Like, we don't even know each other like that. So we kind of stop texting. I get up work around 12. I come home around like 1 o'clock. She texted me, said, hey, what you doing? I was like, chilling. She's like, I'm coming over. I'm like, all right, here's my address. I'm thinking like, okay, here we go. You know what I'm saying? This is going to be an easy one. She come on my house. We watch TV, and she said, hey, can we go lay down in your bedroom? I was like, oh, we get straight to the business. I got my jogger pants on. I know what's up. So we lay down, and we get in the bed, and she's taking everything off to the underwear. She's like, hey, look, I just want to hold. I just want you to hold me tonight. I don't want to have sex. I just want to hold. And I was like, what? She's like, yeah, just, you know, just hold me, you know. I really don't want to have sex. And I'm like, I said, well, maybe, you know, I'm thinking about, well, maybe, you know, when we lay down, she feel this meat on her back. She feel this meat on her back. Maybe she going to be like, hey, you know, let's go. So I said, okay, come on. So this random girl is in my bed, and we cuddled up in the bed. And she's she's really done balled up me around her. So we sitting there laying down. And after 5 minutes, I realized she's going to sleep. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, this bitch done went to sleep. So I get up out of bed. So I go in the living room, I'm watching TV. She come in, she's like, are you gonna come back to bed? I like, I'm gonna go. It's the only thing I had in my head was like, I'm finna go. This is my apartment. And I'm like, I'm just finna go. She's like, okay, when are you gonna come back? I was like, nah, I'm finna go. I mean, we finna go. You know, I'm finna go, you know, I got something to do. She was like, at 3 a.m? I was like, yeah, got something to do. And so she put her clothes on, she leaves, and I just didn't leave. I just go back to bed. And that lets me know I need to get off online dating. And that's why online dating is the loser of the week.
Well, ESPN did tell Bomani to cover up the shirt. he wore it on Mike and Mike this morning. About halfway through, they was like, yo, man, you got to cover that shit up. So he put a jacket on, and he kind of covered it up, man. Yeah. I don't think Bomani will be back on Mike and Mike anytime soon. Mm-hmm. Look, Bomani, I understand ESPN, and, you know, lets people, you know. But look, if I was Bomani, I'd be like, yo, y'all niggas can't get rid of me. Y'all let Michelle Beadle get on here and ride her horse about Floyd and Greg Hardy beating on women and shit. But y'all niggas not going to say nothing to me for standing up for, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, keep doing your thing, Bomani, man. But
Michelle Beadle full of shit anyway.
Yeah, fuck that bitch, man.
No, because you know she talked, you know, she had banned, she said she had banned it, WrestleMania. She said, I'm not doing WrestleMania because, you know, Triple H and Floyd boys.
Yeah.
So she said, you know, I'm not messing with WrestleMania anymore, and I'm not messing with WWE no more. So then she get cool with it right before WrestleMania.
Of course. She won them tickets because she was like, yo, I really want to go. It's in my home state. So she's like, it's in my home state. Like, I have to be there.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is a dream come true. I hate Michelle Beadle, man. I can't stand her, bro. Yeah. She's on the list of punchable females.
God damn!
Yes.
You can't punch females, though.
I said on the list of punchable females. Like, I didn't say I wanted to punch them, just punchable. Like, Kim Kardashian got a punchable face.
She do got
Michelle Beadle, punchable face.
She do got a punchable face, yeah. All the Kardashians got
Hillary Clinton, punchable face.
Yeah, I didn't say that because you can't say you punchable face to the president, to the future president of the United States.
He's not going to be the president. Donald Trump going to be our president.
The Donald Trump has a Bobby Smurda endorsement? No.
Bobby Smurda, first of all, he's in jail. He's not going to be able to vote. So fuck his endorsement.
Like, yeah, but GS9 can vote.
Listen, man. If Hillary Clinton, she's going to win the Democratic nod, which is a shame. Hopefully.
Bernie catching up, though.
Man, she's too far ahead. She was like, man.
He won Wisconsin, though.
Okay. Did he win?
Wisconsin is the battle state.
And that's like 6 delegates? Like,
but ain't it funny that, like, if Donald Trump don't get the specific enough of delegates, they gonna do the thing they did on House of Cards?
Yes, had to then open Yo, that shit nuts. Like, how House of Cards, like, yo, that shit crazy.
Hey, I just like how House of Cards. Okay, basically, at the Republican, well, it's a Democrat, but it'll be a Republican. Democrat convention, they can name out whoever they want to be. No, the president or the vice president, and then that's how they get the. If he don't have enough, if he had a majority vote, then that's how they get the vote. And like on House of Cards, the mother be doing damn fucking promo for the cut it. I'm from the great state of Kentucky, where we do this and do this and do this. We are strong. I'm like, is this nigga cutting a promo?
No, they do that for real.
I know. I'm just saying, it's just funny.
Yeah, it is, because the way they act. But yeah, according to the delegate count, you need 2,383 for nomination. There's still 1,955 available. Mm-hmm. Hillary has 1,749. Bernie has 1,061. Mm. So out of the, he needs to get 1,300 of the fucking 1,900 is left.
Well, if I
she needs 600. You know what I'm saying?
If I voted, I would vote for Bernie.
Pledge delegates, Hillary got 1,280, Bernie has 1,030, super delegates is 469 to 31. Mm-hmm. Hillary is crushing him. Mm-hmm. But super delegates, really, they can support any candidate. So, so they can flip-flop on him in July. But nothing's official until the convention in July.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. I don't know.
On the Republican side, wow, Donald Trump is killing.
Of course.
Killing.
You didn't know that.
I'm just saying. I mean, he's up by 230 on Cruz, and there's 882 available. You only need 1237 for nomination, and Trump is fucking almost there, dog. Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, man. But look, it's 135, man. BZ got to go to work. We had a great show, man. It was good sitting in the saddle with my dog, man. You know, throw bite Thursday.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. You know, it'd be playing right now. But
yeah, man. Shouts out this week, man. Shout out to the nation, man. Shout out to Saul Wright, man. Be honest, man. Saul Wright hurt his back in the gym this week, man. He was trying to go for a 600-pound deadlift. Pull the fucking muscle, man. You might see it on YouTube. Saul Wright, man. Get better, man.
He's going to build a Nappy Afro official YouTube site.
Yes, man. So, you know, Saul Wright, get better, big homie. Shout out to Blue, man. Keep taking these jokes because they're going to keep flying, bro.
Blue Fi.
Yeah, whatever. See, I ain't say that. See, now you got another problem, man. You false claiming this shit. Shout out to Dr. Brayson, man. This motherfucker was at WrestleMania, bro. Like, I don't know. I heard we got a podcast over here, but our podcast won at WrestleMania. So I'm going to go ahead on a limb and say his podcast better than our podcast just because it was at WrestleMania, nigga.
I mean, he has a good podcast, but, I mean,
I don't listen. I don't listen to neither one of the wrestling podcasts.
You've been on Dr. Brayson's show, like, twice.
Not his wrestling show.
Okay. Even though your winner of the week was a wrestler, was Vince McMahon's son.
Shane, yeah. Because, okay. I mean, that Shane, look, Shane is from when I watched wrestling. You know what I'm saying? Like, all these new niggas y'all be talking about now, these Dolph Ziggler's and bullshit. Man, I don't fuck with them new niggas, man. Like, nah, man. Like, new niggas to me was like Edge and Christian and shit.
and both of the niggas retired in the Hall of Fame.
Both of the niggas probably dead now. You know?
I mean, Edge broke his neck. He had to retire. And Christian had too many concussions.
I'm not surprised. Christian did some fucked up shit. He had too many matches with the Hardy Boys, man. Shout out to Ruler Myself, MJ Money 9S, Static. Anybody else to fuck with the site, man? I see fucking, what's his name? Blasky I reared his head. He called a review out of some album I've never heard of. Hey, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Did you really not know what he's talking about?
I didn't. He said some album. What was he talking about?
He said VT6. VFT6.
What the fuck is that?
Views from the Six.
Oh! See, these new niggas with all these fucking... Everything is abbreviation now. Like,
how do I know what it is then?
Bruh, easy. How did you not know what it is? I mean, B, you the human fucking computer, nigga. Like, of course you know what it was. And I'm like, VFT6. When he said it, I was just like, retweet. I don't know what the fuck that is.
I was like, why are niggas calling for Drake like that? That's why I said, as soon as I saw that nigga on that Drake, okay. Because it come out in this month. Go ahead, though.
Yeah, so I just didn't know, man. You know, shout out to, who else, man? Anybody else? RT3, Tracy May. That's about it, man.
Shout out to Tracy May, man. Shout out to Tracy May. That's the only shout I give every day. Every episode, shout out to Tracy May.
Yeah, man, you know.
Yeah, man, you know, even though she don't fuck with a nigga no more.
I'm sorry, man.
It's all good, you know, man. Jaina stole my girlfriend.
I hear May 22nd, she's walking in the Curve Culture or whatever, Curve Couture. She's doing another model show May 22nd in Chicago. Get some tickets. Go support. You know, she might be naked. Or, I mean, not naked, in lingerie or whatever. Man, you know what I'm saying?
Man, I would have went to Chicago if she was naked.
Nah, I mean, she be doing a little, you know, but then what she did last year when she had the lingerie on, though, man, I wasn't mad at her, man. But let me stop talking about little sis like that, man. People think, you know, something going on, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's it, man. I ain't got no more shout outs, man.
Yeah, I don't do shouts out, man. The only thing you need to do is, I want you to, everybody who listen to this, I want you to listen to what I'm saying. Go to your iTunes or SoundCloud and listen to a podcast called Watching Movies and Shit. Matter of fact, you can unsubscribe from the Frocast.
Why would you do that?
I mean, if you only have one subscribe to give, unsubscribe from this show and listen to Watching Movies and Shit, which is a better show because I'm on it every week. Me and Short T.
If you want to hear people talk about the lighting in The Godfather, mm-hmm. or the symbolism of all the letters on the wall and mm-hmm. the seventh sign or whatever, mm-hmm. or if you want to hear M. Night Shyamalan breakdown, yes, mm-hmm. go listen to that. But if you want to hear ratchetness, hear niggas call niggas pussies in fact, well, no, we don't say that no more. Yeah, if you want to hear niggas, you want to hear slander and insults, and listen to our show. If you want to hear two guys just talk about movies, Go ahead, go ahead. Go over there. Waste your time. 2 hours. Waste your time.
If you, listen, listen. People always ask me if you come back on a podcast. I'm on a podcast, baby, called watchingmoviesandshit.com, nigga. I keep saying .com. The Watching Movies and Shit podcast. Mm. All right. But anyway, no, seriously, thank everybody for listening. Rate, review, go to iTunes, go to SoundCloud, go to thenappyafro.com, buy a shirt, do all that shit, man. We out, man. Peace. Hey, so that's it. Yeah, that's perfect timing, perfect timing. But why you shit on my story, though?
What story?
You stepped on my story, man.
I didn't step on your story.
You didn't step on my story.
I stepped on your story.
Nigga, it was like I told a story. You went right back to fucking Bemoni Jones, nigga. You heard nothing of the story.
I listened to the story, but it was just so funny because you was championing him now. Like, damn, ESPN, like, this nigga might get fired, nigga. Like, yo.
You're a terrible host. You're a terrible host. Just want you to know that you're a terrible host. That nigga was like, no response. Like, you know, when you did your wins and losers, I asked you about each and one of them. You asked about the first one, and then the loser, you was gone. You was gone. Terrible host. I don't want to say that. You never did song right like that.
Oh, man. Here we go, man.
I do want that shirt, though. NappyAfro.com